Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Liz Palka reporting new information on a U.S. shooting involving politicians. President Donald Trump made a public address just moments ago saying the gunman that opened fire on a congressional sports practice has died.
Authorities are continuing to investigate the crime, and the assailant has now died from his injuries.
U.S. Congressman Stephen Scalise was one of several people shot Wednesday in Alexandria, Virginia, just south of Washington, while he and other Republican congressional lawmakers were practicing for an annual softball game. Scalise is the third-ranking Republican in Congress. The Associated Press says an anonymous government official has identified the gunman as James T. Hodgkinson of Illinois. The suspect's motive is not yet known. Both Republican and Democratic Senate leadership address a shooting this morning. Here's Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
We're deeply saddened. We're all concerned for those injured. We'll keep them in our prayers and we'll continue to send them every wish for quick and full recovery.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer also addressed the shooting.
I was absolutely shaken by the news of a shooting early this morning at the baseball field in Alexandria, where many of my friends and colleagues were practicing for the annual congressional baseball game, an event that brings us together each year. It's been reported that Representative Scalise, the House whip, was shot during the attack, as were two brave members of the Capitol Police Force and others, including a staffer.
Scalise's office has said the lawmaker is in stable condition at a Washington hospital after being shot in the hip. Reports said a total of five people appeared to have been wounded. This is VOA.